Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Sassy cat, or cat for short. And I have been listening to Audio Boom for a few minutes. And I came across Mo Lucy's audio in regards to the Ashley Madison hype. And she had done one a couple days ago, because I looked for it again this morning earlier, maybe a week ago. And now they're releasing, you know, the hackers said, well, we're releasing the information, and Josh Duggar was on there, and Noah somebody else was on there, and, you know, they're outing all these people. Well, I can understand there's always this great need for sex, and I find it amusing that Josh Duggar would come out and say, I'm addicted to porn. Not saying that he's not, but it is a good cover. When you think about Tiger Woods, and I was addicted to porn. Who was the other one that came out when Tiger, there was another individual, male, that also said he was addicted to porn and was in the news, and they went to rehab. And I define addiction as something you alter your life to, or you alter your life in order to accommodate that. Like if you're addicted to sex, and you, or in Josh Duggar's case, to porn, you'd be watching it all the time. You know, you would do whatever it took to get your fix. You know, you figure people that are addicted to gaming are online damn near 24/7. I think the whole concept of sexual addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction is misused, maybe, is used as a band-aid or cover for deeper, darker. Well, I say darker because that's society's concept. I myself, you can't really get any darker unless, you know, children, animals, snuff, those are, to me, really, I mean, the disgusting. But anyway, I don't like the fact that, you know, Josh comes out and says, well, I was addicted to porn, I'm addicted to sex, and, you know, I couldn't help but, you know, to touch my my sisters. And then you have Jared from Subway who says, he pled guilty to containing, I think, over 600 videos of sexual acts with children. Yeah, he's done. And I wonder what was the trigger? Where in their childhood did he become aroused by a child? You know, I mean, because that's where you think about it, you go way back when you're little. You're little and innocent, and something makes you feel good. Something excites you. And then it manifests into, you know, turn-ons, turns-offs, and whatnots. And I just wonder, what was the trigger? I'm just, you know, the whole Ashley Madison thing, I feel bad for those individuals if they have a sexual addiction or have a porn addiction or they need something. And, you know, it's not always about love. It's about physical contact and it's about mental turn-ons. It's mostly the person, you know, you figure like an alcoholic or a drug addict. They need sex. They need porn. It's the same equation in my book, in my opinion. It's the same equation. That, you know, you need, instead of going out with your friends, you're going to stay home because you're going to look at porn instead of going out with your friends or going out to dinner with your family or, you know, attending a business meeting. You'll call in sick so you can stay home and watch porn. That's an addiction. Sex addiction is when, you know, your hour lunch, you're looking for a sexual hookup in a bathroom or in the car, you know, you before you go home, you know, you use every moment to think of how you're going to get a drink, a drug, sex, when you're going to watch your next porn video. Yeah, my thing is that it angers me when people use it as a band-aid or as an excuse, as a cover. The only reason why I was on Ashley Madison is because I'm, you know, addicted to porn. I'm addicted. Ashley Madison was for a hookup for married people for indiscretions. And I don't understand that because most people that have affairs, have sexual encounters, do it with people they know. Why would you want to go on a website and find people in your local? Just go to your neighborhood bar, have a few drinks, have a few laughs with some woman or a guy, and go do what you're going to do and be done with it. There's no exchanges of last names and phone numbers, and always protect, safe sex, okay? Wear protection. When you're going out in the rain, please put on your raincoat, your galoshes, and your umbrella. We all know, we're, you know, adults. Unless you're a risk taker, unless that's part of your mental thing, or you're impulsive, but you should probably already know that about yourself. That whole, the Ashley Madison, it just scares the bejeebies out of me if you think about it. How, there's a website for hookups. Isn't that, I mean, and then you have apps. You got Tinder. Wasn't Tinder a hookup thing? An app where you can, yeah, well, I'm in the neighborhood and, you know, you hit your locale or whatever and you go and find people. And I think there was a couple other ones. I can't think offhand what the other one was before Tinder. But anyway. And then you think about malicious or vindictive, scorned lovers could use your information and put it in Ashley Madison. Imagine some crazy psycho chick that you dumped and she put all your, you know, information she knew. I don't know. I'm just thinking that sucks. Or better yet, what if your wife did it or your husband made an account and then your stuff goes out there for your family? And the other thing I was thinking of is when individuals, and this leads off into affairs, and when a spouse finds out that their spouse is having an affair, you have to think long and hard about what you want as, you know, as a result of your information. What do you want out of the marriage? I feel bad for those people that have to go through what they're going to go through in the next couple months to a year. So when you're thinking about signing up for stuff like that, proceed with caution. Think twice. Really. Weigh out the gamble, the risks. What are you going to lose? Those are my thoughts. Later, people.